everybody, and happy Saturday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radioland. My name is Adam McDonald, broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Dunedin, Florida, in TD Ballpark, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball game between your St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we have game five of the six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And it's been a good series through the first four games. Each team has two wins. Blue Jays won the opener, the Mets won the next two, and then Dunedin won last night by a score of 5-1, as their pitchers Santos, Urbiez, and Scott really did the number on the Mets, holding them to just one Kevin Villavicencio home run and just three hits. That's after the Mets had put up 14 runs the previous two games, which were victories. So the Mets will look to wake the bats up like they did earlier in the week. And what's on the line for the Mets today? If they can get a win, they would ensure themselves of at least a 500 road trip and a 500 series and give themselves a shot at a winning road trip and a winning series tomorrow. A loss here for the Mets, and they will have to win tomorrow just to get back across the state and home at 500 on this 12-game, 13-day road trip. With the loss last night, the Mets' record fell to 28-15, still very good. Dunedin improved to 19-24. Taking a look at complete Florida State League standings, the Mets had their lead trimmed by one game in the East yesterday as Jupiter won 4-2 over Clearwater. So the Mets now four games up on the Hammerheads with 23 games to go in the first half. Jupiter is 24-19. The Mets still have a full six-game series at Jupiter in a couple weeks, and that promises to be an exciting one. Daytona is in third at 18-24, 9.5 out. And Palm Beach is 15-27 in last place in the East, 12.5 back. And the other division, the West, Fort Myers is steamrolling teams, mainly Bradenton. Fort Myers has won five in a row. They are a league best 29-13. The Mighty Muscles have extended their division lead to seven games over second place Clearwater. The Threshers are 22-20. Tampa is now in third place at 20-23, 9.5 out. Bradenton, Dunedin, Lakeland, all with the same record, tied for fourth or last, whichever way you want to look at it, 19-24, 10.5 behind the surging Muscles. Other games around the Florida State League today, there is a doubleheader going on at Daytona between the Tortugas and the Palm Beach Cardinals after there was a lightning postponement last night at the Jack. Daytona is currently winning game one 5-2 in the middle of the fourth, and they'll play that through seven innings, take a 30-minute break, and then a seven-inning game two. Clearwater is at Jupiter. That game already underway in the top of the first, no score. Tampa is at Lakeland. That game's underway. They're already in the third inning. It's 1-1 in Lakeland. And the late game today, I shouldn't say late game, but the later game is Fort Myers at Bradenton, starting the same time as this one, 6:30.
Good evening, fans, and welcome to
Plate meeting has finished up, which means the two teams will be coming out momentarily for the national anthem. We will step aside, and when we come back in the broadcast, we'll have the starting pitching matchup in the lineups for tonight's
fans,
fifth game of the six-game series.
Family and friends in the ballpark during this Memorial Day weekend. Major League Baseball.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. A base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Pitch, Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Urania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball deep left field. Going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run!
It's almost go time for a fifth time, the Mets and the Blue Jays. Somebody this evening is taking a 3-2 series lead with the chance to win the series in the finale tomorrow. Blue Jays starting pitcher Rafael Ohashi has finished his bullpen warm-up. He has disappeared in the dugout and will be coming out shortly. Ohashi, an interesting case, just 19 years old, international free agent signing out of Brazil. Don't see a lot of Brazilian baseball players. Ohashi has been pretty good this year for 19 years old in the Florida State League. 7 games, 6 starts. He has a 3.33 ERA. 29 innings, 30 hits, 11 earned runs, 11 walks, and 37 strikeouts for Ohashi. Mainly a fastball, slider, changeup pitcher. The starter for the Mets is Robert Colina. This will be his third start. Remember, he had 2 starts, bookend starts in a series against Palm Beach. Was pretty good, but all that did is get him a one-way ticket back to the complex side once the series is over. But he has been returned to St. Lucie, and he will start tonight. And his 2 starts this season, 6 2/3 innings, 6 hits, just 1 run. 1 walk and 8 strikeouts, 1.35 ERA, no wins or losses. Colina went 3-1 in 6 games, 5 starts last year for St. Lucie. The lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing center is Alex Ramirez. William Lugo will hit second and play short. Stanley Consuegra is in left field hitting third. Vincent Perozzo is the catcher and cleanup hitter. Raul Berciarte moves up in the lineup to the DH spot. He had a home run a couple of nights ago. Hitting fifth, Carlos Dominguez drops in the lineup to sixth. He's in right field. Justin Guerrero bats seventh. He's at second. Jack Thomas Wold, who's had the best series at the plate for the Mets, is hitting down in the eighth spot. And Kevin Villavicencio, who had his first stateside home run yesterday, bats ninth. He's at third. For the Blue Jays, leading off and playing short is Esteban Machado. Roque Salinas bats second. He's in center. Gabby Martinez has had a monster series, bats third. He's in right. Rainier Nunez is the cleanup man and first baseman. Damiano Palmigiani had a three-run homer yesterday. Two homers and a double in the series. Hits fifth. He's at third. Adriel Sotolongo is the DH, hitting sixth. Glenn Santiago bats seventh. He's the left fielder. Juan Gonzalez will catch in eighth. And Francisco Fajardo is the second baseman, batting ninth. Final pitch thrown by Ohashi. Throw down to second, complete by Gonzalez. And here comes Alex Mears to lead it off. Mets in the orange jerseys today. The Blue Jays sticking with the home whites for all five games so far. And for the second straight night, the Mets bullpen has left the door open to the field way down the left field line, so somebody's got to close that before we can start things off. Home plate umpire Chase Eubanks looking down to make sure that's complete. It is. Now he signals to Ohashi for the first pitch. And the 19-year-old from Brazil is into the wind, and here it comes to Ramirez. It's inside for ball one, and we're underway. First pitch, 6:31. It is 84 degrees and crystal clear at TD Ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 1-0 pitch. Ramirez takes low. Two balls and no strikes. Alex got a much-needed day off yesterday, his first full day off of this road trip. He's been scuffling on the trip. Just 1-for-12, so hopefully the day of rest gets him going. 2-0 pitch. He will take a strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 91. In his last start, Ohashi was about 50% fastball, 53%, 37% slider, and then an occasional changeup. There's a pitch up high. It's 3-1. Well, Ramirez doesn't walk much, just 7 on the season. He's got 165 at-bats, so 3-1, he'll be looking for something to hit. Ohashi's pitch misses away. Close pitch, no challenge. Ramirez takes a leadoff walk. So Alex has been hitting leadoff pretty much every game this season that he's played in. And he's, you know, an atypical leadoff hitter. He gets a lot of hits. He leads the league in hits. That's great.
But
because he doesn't see a lot of pitches and doesn't draw many walks, you wouldn't think that's what makes him the atypical leadoff hitter. So William Lugo, slotting in the two-hole today, is up, and he takes a slider high at 80 for ball one. A pretty big lead. Time is called as the pitcher, Ohashi, throws the ball back to the dugout. Well, the catcher, Gonzalez, I don't think he knew time was called. He chased that like it was a throwaway, like a live ball. Ramirez at first base, trying to keep him there. Ramirez got a big lead. He's not much of a base stealer this season. Ohashi not paying him any attention. Lugo takes this pitch for a strike on the corner. Awfully close to the same place ball four was to Ramirez. No score, nobody out, runner on first. So we've just gotten started tonight. Shadows creeping over the plate. Ohashi throws one to first. Ramirez dives in safe. So it's going to be an advantage for the pitcher, one would think, in the first couple of innings. The hitter in the shadows and the pitcher in the sunlight. It creeps over the first base line. A 1-1 Lugo foul tips a high strike. 1-2. Small crowd tonight. It's been small crowds all week. Most folks sitting in the shade right behind the Blue Jays dugout. Lugo grounds one foul. One over towards the rolled up tarp. And Dunedin last in the league in attendance. It's a beautiful ballpark. Gorgeous. Went from the worst in the Florida State League to maybe the best. But it's a hidden gem. Might be hard for people to find. Another 1-2 coming to Lugo. And he grounds one softly over the mound. Picked up by the shortstop Machado. He throws to first and retires Lugo for the out. Nice play by Machado. Anytime those high bouncing balls clear the mound, it's a 50-50 with the bat out's made at first base. Lugo makes a productive out, though. Ramirez is able to run up to second on the 6-3 put out. So the Mets have a runner in scoring position. One out, no score in the first, and Stanley Consueger will bat. Stanley, 4-for-12 in the series with one home run, and he grounds one right to the shortstop, Machado again. Throws to first and gets the out. Ramirez had to hold up that second. Well, this one much easier for Machado. Hard grounder right to
him. Catcher number one, Vincent Perozzo.
And now Vincent Perozzo will hit. Perozzo called over from the complex side basically mid-game once Drake Osborne got hurt at the start of this series. And he's played in one contest since coming over. He fouls one back for strike one. Perozzo has one game a couple of days ago, 0-for-3. And scored one run after being hit by a pitch. Looking for his first hit. Ramirez trying to steal third. Throw down to get him. It's going to hit off of him. Ramirez is safe. It's actually a good break for the Blue Jays. Ramirez sliding that ball past the glove of Palmigiani, but it hits Alex. Otherwise, it would have gone into left field, and Ramirez could have came home and scored. So a stolen base. A pitch was swung on and missed by Perozzo, so it's 0-2. And he swings and misses at the fastball up high and strikes out. So Ramirez walks, gets to third, but is stranded there. Mets come up empty in the top of the first against Ohashi.
Hey,
Robert Colina makes his third start for the St. Lucie Mets when we come back on the other side of the break.
Take it away. Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Robert Colina, last year and this year, a solid pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets. I'm surprised when he did not start this season with St. Lucie, but as I relayed last night, it was such a loaded pitching staff to start the year with all those draft picks from last season making their way to St. Lucie. Just wasn't enough room. So Colina throws one that's fouled off by Esteban Machado. And made two starts in the Palm Beach series. One to open that series, one to end the series, and then was shuttled back to the complex. Here's a ground ball right into the shift, which is Lugo just to the left of second, makes the play. Ooh, Machado hits the bag awkwardly, but is okay. trying to beat out a routine ground ball. Roque Salinas up. Left-handed hitting outfielder. Very upright stance. Takes this pitch low for a ball at 93. Mainly be a fastball slider for Colina. A quick worker. Throws this pitch that's fouled away. A 1-1. Goes after a high fastball, Salinas does, and misses. 1-2. There's a slider lifted to left and struggling to see it, but catching it is Consuegra. We saw that yesterday as well from the Dunedin side with Martinez in left this time at night. That sun setting on the first base side of the stadium. Those outfielders might be in for a tough go, at least initially. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball at 92. And a fastball four strike on the corner. It's 0-2 on Martinez. Now Martinez 7 for 15 in this series with two home runs and 8 RBI. A couple of walks as well. OPS a 1.462. Is that good? Yes. Fouls it away. Keep the at-bat alive. 0-2 fastball. Fouled away. Ran that up to 94. All fastballs and one curve were clean of this inning. Fastball outside, 94. One, two. Curveball got him swinging. Strike three, sit down, Gabby Martinez. Good start for Robert Colina. Played the scoreless first here at TD Ballpark. This is the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bears Sierra Dominguez and Guerrero will hit for the Mets in the second. They are scoreless. A 14-pitch first for Ohashi, 12 pitches for Colina. Could have skipped the first inning, gone right to the second. Bears Sierra, three home runs on the season, all on this trip as he takes the called strike, including a moonshot a couple of days ago to deep left center. He swings and misses. It's also part of the five-homer game on Wednesday. He's behind 0-2 on Ohashi. Throws a slider fouled away. There's Sierta having a nice season, hitting 304. 347 on base. Takes this pitch for a call, third strike on the outside corner. He wants the challenge. No, he's not going to. Well, that was interesting. He had his hand up to his head, looked to the dugout to see if he basically had the go-ahead, which you're really not supposed to do.
Right fielder, number 10.
I mean, the Mets don't have any inside information there. He was just looking for basically permission to do it, and then he never did it. So no challenge, a strikeout looking. I'll tell you in a moment if it was a strike or not. Carlos Dominguez up, and he takes a strike on the corner. Was that pitch a strike? It was dropped by the catcher Gonzalez. Well, that might have made Bercierta think it was outside. The pitch was, oh, yeah, that was a ball by a lot. He should have pulled the trigger. Might still be at the plate. 0-2 pitch on Dominguez, and he hits a slider up the middle and through for a base hit. Big diving effort by Fajardo, but Dominguez climbs the ladder on the high slider and gets just enough to sweep it into the outfield. The Mets' first hit of the evening.
One
out single in the second.
Justin Guerrero.
Now back to the Bercierta non-challenge. The Mets in the last few weeks have not been very good at challenging. So now they lost two very early in the game yesterday. As this ball's popped up by Guerrero right side, coming in is Martinez. He's got space in the ball for out number two.
First baseman, number 19.
Two down,
Jack
and Dominguez still at first. Wold at the plate. Hitting eighth tonight. First pitch, he drives that one well to left field. Santiago fighting the sun, makes the catch just short of the warning track. A well-struck ball by Wold, but a long out number two. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors, one stranded. Inning and a half in the books, no score between the Mets and the Jays.
Blue Jays fans, join...
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Rainer Nunez and his very moving and soothing walk-up music stroll to the plate. Start the second against Robert Colina. No score, and Colina starts with the strike on the corner. Nunez, one of the best hitters in the league, is 6-4-17 in this series. The double and three RBI. And six hits, second most of the Jays. Only Martinez with seven has more. Second pitch is a called strike in the same spot. And Colina goes fastball, and it's grounded to the shortstop. Lugo throws to first, and Nunez is retired. So two ground outs, a fly out, and a strikeout for Colina. Four batters. Everybody on their toes, I hope, out there for the Mets. Damiano Almagiani comes to the plate. Almagiani 3-for-13 in the series, but his hits have been big. Two home runs and a double. His home run yesterday, three-run shot in the first inning on a hanging curveball. Made it 4-0. Mets really never able to overcome that. He takes a changeup low. And the 1-0 pitch is popped up in foul territory. That one looks like it might reach the seats, though. Right on top of the Blue Jays dugout. One hops to a lady. Makes a nice catch. Now they're packed in pretty good right behind the Blue Jays dugout. There's only, let's see, one, two, three, four, five rows before you get to the concourse walkway and the upper level after that. Here's a curveball that curves right into the back of Palmigiani. And go down to first. Hit by pitch. So one out base runner for the Jays, their first of the night. Adrio Sotolongo will come up. Sotolongo, 0-for-11. Tough series for him. First pitch, a ball in the dirt. Prozo stops. Mets have 44 double plays turned on the year. They turned three on Wednesday. But none the past 2 days. A little bit of a dry spell. Here's a fly ball out to right. Long run for Dominguez. Still going, trying to get to a spot. Makes the catch in the corner on the track. Nice play by Carlos Dominguez. Had to go a long way.
Left fielder, number five.
They'll take a hit away from Sotolongo. It's out number two. Palmigiani had to retreat to first. Yeah, full speed ahead for Dominguez. Lost his hat. Two down, and Santiago, the left fielder, up. That shadow just over halfway between home plate and the mound now. As Santiago takes a strike. He's 0-for-2, 0-for-6, rather, in two games. No score in the bottom of the second, runner at first, and here's a ball fisted foul. Now, this series has been pretty evenly played. Both teams have two wins. Dunedin scored 21 runs, the Mets 18. Mets have 31 hits, the Blue Jays 26. There's a pitch in the dirt. Good stop. A skipping fastball. Two and two. Colina's curveball is grounded foul past Villavicencio at third. Santiago, number seven hitter, hangs in there. The defense resets. Colina from the stretch. 1-2. Fastball fouled away. Fastball's been between 92 and 94. Colina's done a nice job moving it around. Majority, I'd say, have been knee-high outer edge. It's a good place to be. A 1-2 pitch, and there's another fastball in that spot. Fouled away into the parking lot. There've got to be a number of cars throughout the season here that get dinged. And they have signs all over the parking lot, warning signs that you're basically, your vehicle could be hit.
There's a line drive deep out to right field, and this is going to be a fair ball into the corner. Dominguez got to go hurry if they want a chance to get Palmigiani at the plate. Here comes the relay throw. It's way offline. Going to third with it is Lugo, and he will tag. DiVincenzo will tag Santiago out, trying to go for a triple. And he will settle for an RBI double. And Dominguez's throw a little off. Actually, that might have helped the Mets. They don't make a play at the plate. They make one at third. Run counts. It's 1-0 Blue Jays after two.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Mets will bat in the third, down a run against Rafael Ohashi, 19-year-old from Brazil. And DiVincenzo swings and misses at the first pitch, a slider. But last play of the second inning, Glenn Santiago doubling into the corner and right, and Palmigiani scoring all the way from first base. A relay throw offline by Dominguez, but Lugo, the wherewithal to catch it and go to third. They get Santiago aiming for a triple. There's a pitch outside that 0-2. It's 1-2. That was the first hit for the Jays, and it knocks in the game's first run. Ohashi's 1-2 pitch is sawed off foul. DiVincenzo hit his first St. Lucie home run yesterday. His second professional home run. He knocked one in the Dominican Summer League last year. Mets only run, one of just three hits yesterday. 1-2 pitch, he grounds it deep to third. That's going to be a fair ball. Long throw coming by Palmigiani, and it's on target and in time from foul territory. This Palmigiani character, he's been a thorn in the Mets' side all week at the plate, in center the field, on the bases.
Alex Ramirez.
Let's be glad to put him in the rearview mirror. Tough out there for DiVincenzo with his speed. I liked his chances. That ball hit the chalk line past the third base bag. Unable to beat it out. Now Alex Ramirez up, and he fouls one back to a car. Strike one. We're back to the top. Ramirez, one of just two Mets to reach base against Ohashi first time through. He walked to lead off the game. It was quite a surprise. And the umpire is going to tell Ohashi to get rid of that baseball. Not sure why. Well, the umpire threw it back, threw him the baseball after the foul. So maybe the umpire didn't like the feel of it and then decided new one for Ohashi. There's a strike on the corner. It's 0-2. A couple of Mets fans down there complaining about that pitch. 0-2. Ramirez swings and misses at the high fastball and strikes out. Two up, two down in the top of the third for Ohashi. His third strikeout.
Now batting number 12, William Lugo.
And William Lugo will come to the plate. Mets have certainly racked up the strikeouts in this series. Struck out 52 times in the first four games. A couple of 15 strikeout games in there. There's a check swing on Lugo. 15 strikeouts last night looks, you know, pretty bad when you lose 3-1 with, or 5-1 with three hits. Doesn't look so bad when you hit five home runs. Here's a rip into left field by Lugo. That will go all the way to the wall and stick underneath the padding. Dug out by Santiago. A two-out double by Lugo. Mets have a runner in scoring position. Looking to tie the game in the third. And their second hit. And for William Lugo, his first extra base hit
left fielder, number
of
five,
this series.
Stanley Consuegra.
Double number 11 for Lugo. That leads the team. Stanley Consuegra looking to drive him in at the plate. And he swings and misses at the slider away, strike one. Swager 0 for 1 with the ground out too short. Ohashi's pitch is fouled straight back. It's nothing and two. Ball might have been another one out of the zone. It's been one of the Mets' main issues this series, and they've swung at so many pitches out of the zone. That's been the case since day one of the season. And has not changed 44 games in. 0-2 pitch, and a swung on and missed up high. And three pitches, none in the strike zone. And Swager swings it all and strikes out. Lugo and his double stranded on second. Mets Blue Jays head to the home third. It's 1-0 Dunedin on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
8-9-1 hitters for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the third. Robert Colina looking for the baseball, and he gets one. He hit a batter in the second, and that run came around to score the two-out double by Santiago. Now he faces Juan Gonzalez and gets a swing and a miss. That's a fly ball into left. Consuegra running towards it. Falls down as he makes the catch. Yeah, it's brutal out there in left field right now with the sun. Stanley did well to make that catch. Sinking line drive. Having to run in. Let's try to see it at the same time. Now that gets by him. I mean, he's on the ground. Has a lot of space to go get it. Looking at a triple Here's Fajardo taking a ball outside, the number 9 man in the order. Switch hitting second baseman, batting from the left side. Just 1-for-6 in 2 games played this series. High fastball, it's 2-0. This fastball on the outside corner for a strike. One pitch, ground ball deep at second. Guerrera off balance throw, but in plenty of time and right on the money to Wold. He backed up into the outfield grass, but
now
able to hang with
14,
it. Two down, first time through the order for the Blue Jays against Colina. Colina did pretty well, just 2 base runners, 1 double, 1 hit batter, 1 run. Back to the top, and Machado, who dribbles one foul. Blue Jays lead 1-0. 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom 3. Curveball. Beautifully put in there. 78 right at the knees. Colina's 0-2. Foul ball off to the left. One headed towards Eddie's Bar, which has a few folks down there today. And sit inside the bar or outside. There's a curveball swung on and missed. Strike 3, sit down Esteban Machado. Second strikeout of the game for Colina. He has a 1-2-3 inning. He's faced just one over the minimum. Can the Mets get him some runs? They trail 1-0 heading to the middle innings. This is the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Vincent Perozzo leads off the fourth inning for the Mets. He fouls one straight back out of the stadium for strike one against Rafael Ohashi, who has held the Mets to 2 hits and a walk, no runs. Rozo, a strikeout victim in the first. 0-1 pitch and a strike on the inside corner at 90. Rozo looking for that first St. Lucie hit. And he floats one into left field, struggling to see as Santiago going back, spins around, makes the catch, and hits the wall. An adventure for Santiago on the warning track and left. Perozzo at the end of the bat nearly muscled that out. He didn't miss by much. Santiago tracing back. He's in conversations with the Mets bullpen out there, looking through the wall and the netting. Tough break. Yeah, Santiago definitely had a turnaround at the last moment, stick out his glove, and Ball went right in. Here's a pitch to Bercierta, a ball outside. Bercierta caught looking on strike three in the second inning. It was not a close pitch. It was a clear ball, and he did not challenge. As the Mets still trying to learn the challenge system, when's the best time to do it, not wasting challenges early in the game. One-one. And he flies this one into right center field. Long run for Salinas. He will get there and make the catch on the warning track. So two warning track flyouts for the Mets in this inning. It's a small ballpark, and the Mets need it to be a little bit smaller. And two
right
up, two down.
10,
on the top
Carlos
of the fourth.
Dominguez
will step in. Down 1-0. Dominguez singled on a high slider in the second. Raising his batting average. 5 points, 238. And he grounds one through the diving stop by Palmigiani. Gets up to first. Safe. Dominguez hustled it out. Boy, Palmigiani, what an outstanding dive and pick at third base. Got up, didn't have a lot on the throw. And because of that, Dominguez was able to beat it.
Now
as Dominguez crosses first base, he signals safe. And that's what the call was from the field umpire, Austin Snow. It did look like the correct call. Palmigiani got rid of it quickly, but after diving and pushing himself up, not enough strength on the throw. That's the Mets' third hit as Justin Guerrero stands in, and he fouls back a slider at 81. Guerrero flew out to right field in the second inning. The Mets have three hits and two by Dominguez. Guerrero takes one up and in. Guerrero 3-4-11 in the series now. Part of the 5-home run game on Wednesday. One pitch, a strike at the knees, a fastball at 89. Ohashi set, Dominguez running, pitches a ball outside, throw to second base, safe. Good jump by Dominguez. And the Mets 2-for-2 in stolen bases tonight, without Omar De Los Santos in the lineup. And Dominguez has worked himself into scoring position with two down. Guerrero looking for a hit to tie the game. Ohashi's 2-2, swung on and missed. And Guerrero chased one up around his chin. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors, one man left on. Ohashi has stranded a single base runner in all four innings so far. Three and a half innings complete. It's 1-0 Dunedin on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Two, three, and four hitters due to hit against Robert Colina in the bottom of the fourth. Blue Jays lead the Mets 1-0. Roque Salinas, the batter, squares the bunt and takes a curveball outside. Colina just 37 pitches through three innings, one hit, one run. Fastball misses in, two balls and no strikes. Salinas 0-for-1 with the flyout to left. To a pitch fouled off. Two-one, broken back ground ball. DeVincenzo dives, misses, backed up by Lugo, makes the play. Yeah, DeVincenzo on that broken bat slow roller dives to his left.
Right fielder.
Missed.
20,
good
Gabby
thing.
Martinez.
Lugo is right there behind him, waiting the whole time. It's four straight retired by Colina after Glenn Santiago's two out RBI double in the second. There's Gabby Martinez, who struck out in a curveball last time. Takes a fast strike here. It's just off. Colina's got that bright blue mitt. Doesn't match up with the Mets blue he's wearing, but it's a neat looking glove as this pitch is outside. And you can't miss it. A bright blue with white trim, almost like a Carolina blue. Pitch is up high, 91. Three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch is stroked into deep center field. Ramirez going back, looks up, and this ball's gone on the boardwalk. And Gabby Martinez with his third home run of this series. Gives the Blue Jays a 2-0 lead in the fourth. He went down and got that one. I didn't think it was a bad pitch.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Well, Rainer Nunez will come up. One out and one in here in the fourth. Home run for Martinez is ninth of the year. A third of those right here in this series. There's a pitch outside for ball one. Home run came on a cutter at 92 miles per hour. Exit velocity of 103 for Martinez. A launch angle of 23 degrees. He hit that 426 feet. And that is a poke. Pitch was middle away, about kneecap high. There's a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. The ball in two strikes. Clean is 1-2, goes back to the curve and gets a big swing and a miss. Strike three, sit down, Rainer Nunez. Beautiful curve, 12-6 at 77 miles
Third
per hour.
Baseman, number six,
Nunez falling over the plate.
Palmigiani.
Third strikeout for Colina. Now he'll face Palmigiani, who he plunked in the second. Palmigiani scoring all the way from first base on a double. Two outs in that inning.
There's a change up low at 87, a rare change. One out, ground ball to third. Vivasencio struggling to see. Fields it low, makes a good throw to Wold, inning over. So, Martinez does his thing, tags another long home run in the series. Kalina gets everybody else out. It's 2-0 Blue Jays at the end of the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Mets haven't had much in the way of answers for Rafael Ohashi as we start the fifth inning with Wold at the plate. Jack Thomas fouls one away. He had one of the better struck balls for the Mets in the first four innings. Fly out sharply to left. He's 0 for 1. Wold swings to a fastball for a strike two. Leads the Mets in hits in the series, going 6 for 16 to this point. Ohashi's pitch is softly hit foul. Wold just protecting, shoots it off the tarp. Santiago will pick it up and heave it back in. Ohashi delivers the 0-2 and Wold spits on it in the dirt. The Mets, this game number 11. This road trip. Winding it down. This pitch is inside. Didn't get the call. The Blue Jays don't challenge. Gonzalez pointed at his pitcher like, good pitch. Two-two, Wold fouls it away. Mets 5-5 on this trip. Won the first three games. That extended their overall winning streak to 8. Lost the next 4. That was a season high. Then won the next 2. And then dropped one last night. Two-two pitch. Wold chases the changeup off the plate and strikes out. One gone
third
in the visiting fifth.
Four, Kevin Villavicencio.
And Villavicencio will hit 0-1 at the ground out to third. Mets on the road overall this season, 13-12. That's about what you'd expect from a single-A team, I think, as guys just get their pro careers started.
Actually, the Mets wanted just two teams above 500 on the road in this league. Fort Myers, the other one. There's a pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Where the Mets do their damage is at home, 15-3. 5-1 in each of the first three home series. As Viva Vicencio fights this one off. So if the Mets could somehow find a way to split the next two with Dunedin, get out of this road trip with a 500 record and then head home, and they will face a Tortugas team that they've already really dominated. As DiVincenzo fouls one away, and the Mets are 7-2 against Daytona this year. Some spirited victories. I think that would be a good pathway for the Mets. There's a slow grounder to Palmigiani, charges in, unloads quick, and DiVincenzo is out. That's twice that Palmigiani has got his counterpart, DiVincenzo, on tough ground balls.
Now batting number 25,
two down,
Alex Ramirez.
And back to the top in Ramirez. Well, as well as Ohashi has pitched, he has not had a 1-2-3 inning. He's had to strand a single runner in each of the first four. Ramirez has a walk and a strikeout tonight. Mets trailed 2-0 in the fifth. And Ramirez grounds one deep in the hole, backhanded by Machado. Long throw coming. The pick by Nunez just in time to get Ramirez. Good work on the left side of the infield for Dunedin. And Ohashi has mowed through the Mets lineup. 5 shutout innings for the 19-year-old from Brazil. At the halfway point tonight, Blue Jays 2, Mets nothing.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Robert Colina will face Adrian Sotolongo to open the home fifth, and the first pitch is swung through and missed. Well, we breeze through the first half of this game in well under an hour and a half as this ball is flowing to right, and that will be caught by Dominguez. Route number one. Hour and a half, Adam. Wake up. I meant well under an hour.
Number five.
First pitch was 6:31, and we got the first out at the bottom of the fifth at 7:29. Yesterday's ball game went 2:06. Look, it always goes faster when you don't have to play the bottom of the ninth, which the Mets hope to force tonight. There's Glenn Santiago, and he cannot check his swing on a curveball. He goes around. Santiago had a great battle with Colina in the second, and it really paid off when he doubled into the right field corner for the game's first run. He fouls one away again to the right side. The longer the at-bats go, the more they start to favor the hitter. Case in point, AB number one for Santiago. There's a curveball low,
And now it's 1-2, and Kalina could afford to waste one. Across the state and a little south, Clearwater Jupiter tied at 1 in the fourth. Flamethrower Andrew Painter on the mound for Clearwater. The Mets would like him to do well tonight and get a win. A Jupiter win and a Mets loss would dwindle the Mets division lead to 3 games. It was 7 games after last Saturday. So things can change a lot in 1 week. Here's a dribbler foul. It was a near the double hit by Santiago, and he's doing it again. This is just like the first at-bat. Down in the count early, but a bunch of fouls and trying to straighten something out. One-two pitch, wasted high. 2-2. That was Kalina's 60th pitch. 2-2. There was another one high, and now it's a full count. Now there's no question Santiago's had the two best at-bats tonight for the Blue Jays, regardless of this outcome. 3-2, and he takes another fastball up high, draws a walk. So went behind 0-2. Took a ball in the dirt, fouled a bunch off, and took 3 in a row high. Sometimes guys are just hard to get out.
Catcher
here tonight.
Number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Juan Gonzalez will hit, lined out to Consueger in the third. First pitch goes low for a ball. So Kalina having a little fit of balls here. Struggling to find the zone. Kalina will spin and throw to first. Ooh, hard throw. Safe. And Palm Beach is up 6-5 at Daytona in the bottom of seventh of game one. So an exciting game in Daytona, as this ball is popped foul by Gonzalez back to the concourse. Daytona was up 5-2. Daytona has stolen 7 bases in game one. There's 6 innings, but on the wrong side of the scoreboard. A 1-1 strike on the corner, the pitch. At 88, that was a little cutter. Clean up the 1-2 curveball. Got him swinging. Strike three, sit down, Juan Gonzalez. And Kalina's used that curveball with the 2-strike count a few times. Basically starting it right down the middle and letting it fall below the bat. 2 down, and Fajardo, the 9-hitter up, 0-for-1 at the ground out. 2-0 Jays. Runner on first. Here's a ground ball to Wold, but it goes foul. Wold sending run on first, reaching out for it, but to his right. Or his left, our right. I'm up here in the booth. Mets have activity going in the bullpen, so we're coming to the end of the line for Kalina. Mets trying to nurse him through one more out. There's a curveball away. Pitcher in the bullpen is Daniel Nunez. We'll get to more on him. A fascinating situation and storyline for the Mets organization and for Nunez's career. I'll tell you that when he comes into the game. There's another ground ball foul pass, Wold. Stays the ball in 2 strikes. Pause while Dominguez goes to get that ball and now retreats to his right field spot. Everybody set for play. Colina's 1-2. Popped up on the infield. Who wants it? Rolled on the right side, being given a lot of clearance. He's got it to put away Fajardo for out number three. A really good outing for Robert Colina. Five innings, just two runs. Now can the Mets get him off the hook and get the offense going? That's just one run in the last 19 innings. Going to the sixth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
2-3-4 hitters batting for the Mets in the sixth inning against a new pitcher, a lefty, Jimmy Robbins, wearing number 8. Older player, 24. And he gets a swing and a miss on a slider from Lugo. 24 years old from Orlando, 19th round, 2019, picked by the Jays in the 20th round out of Rollins College. D2 school here in Florida. Ground ball scooped up by Machado. He struggles to get rid of it, but does in time to get Lugo, who had been 1-for-2, now 1-for-3. Final line for the starter, Rafael Ohashi, the 19-year-old Brazilian. 5 shutout innings with just 3 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. Finished his outing by retiring the final 4 he faced. Finally got his 1-2-3 inning in the 5th, his one and only perfect frame. Only 61 pitches for Ohashi. They protect the young arm. Turn to the bullpen. Here's Consuegra, 0-for-2 at the ground out and a strikeout. Lays off the first pitch for ball 1. Not the second pitch. Swings and misses the slider. 1-1. Blue Jays lead 2-0. A run in the second on an RBI double and a home run by Martinez in the 4th. Fastball away. 2 balls and a strike. Robbins pitches to the backstop, way up high. 3-1. Robbins appearing in his 5th game out of the Blue Jays bullpen. 1.69 ERA, no wins, losses, or saves. 7 innings, 2 runs, and 11, or 7 hits and 2 runs and 11 innings. 7 walks and 15 strikeouts. Consuegra, broken back, ground ball. Palmigiani charging and throwing. Out! Wow. I thought Nunez might have had that back foot slip off the base. And Swager winds up 30 feet past the bag, running all the way.
Catcher number 1, Vincent
cannot beat Carozo. It out. Boy, the Mets have tested Palmigiani today several times. They've only beaten him one time. Need to dive for that Dominguez ground ball. Well, 2 up, 2 down. And Perozo will hit. He's 0-for-2 with the strikeout and a fly out to the warning track. Lefty-lefty matchup. And this pitch, ooh, comes inside and hits Perozo. somewhere on the forearm. He's got that protective gear on his elbow, but that, I think, caught the flesh. And, yeah, he's squeezing out his hand and his wrist area. The Mets certainly don't need this. I mean, another catcher getting dinged up. He's going to wave off Grace and Robbie. But they're going to look at him anyways. Now, the Mets lost Drake Osborne to a dislocated shoulder earlier this series. They lost Rivera to a hand injury early, although he's at least back. Just DHing at the time. So Perozzo hangs in there. He'll go down to first. Certainly a mistake there for Robbins. Don't want to hit the lefty-lefty to bring up Bear-Sierto, who's homer twice in this series and represents the tying run. With two outs, he'll definitely be looking for the game-tying swing. And he takes the slider right at the letters for a strike. He does not like it, will not challenge. Neither team has challenged yet today, but we're at the point now in the sixth inning. Both teams with three challenges left. Might start seeing them soon. There's a fastball for a strike. Another one Bear-Sierto doesn't like, but will not tap the helmet. 0-2, and he wants time. You don't get much time. He steps out and right back in. This pitch home swung on and missed on the high fastball. And he was all out of sorts on that at bat right from the first pitch, which he did not like. And I think that first strikeout is still with him. So nothing comes of the two-out hit batter. Mets have been held to 1-1 in the last 20 innings after they had seven in their first four innings.
Presented by Budweiser. You can enjoy
on Thursday, big turnaround for the Blue Jays pitching staff. Mid-six, 2-0 Jays.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
In a bit of a surprise, Robert Colina returns to the mound in the sixth, and he begins with Esteban Machado throwing a curveball for a strike. So this will be the third time through the order. Daniel Nunez was warming up last inning as this ball's grounded past Villavicencio into left field. And a leadoff single for Machado. It's now 1-4-3. That's the first leadoff man to reach. Colina came in at 70 pitches. It's only the third hit against him. Roque Salinas with that. I was surprised because when you have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen in the bottom of the fifth and the top of the sixth, as this ball's blooped right at Villavicencio, who's playing in, makes the catch. That's about as easy as out as Colina's ever going to get. Salinas retired by Colina.
Get me Martinez.
And that'll do it. So Robbie will come out and make the pitching change. And he has Kalina go out there, start an inning, get an out, and out he comes. I was going to say, I would be very surprised if Kalina finished this inning. So he'll be responsible for the runner left on first, but a really good start. 5 1/3 innings, just 3 hits, and only 1 walk. Yeah, you'll take that pretty much any day of the week. So Nunez coming in. We'll have a lot on him when we come back to TD Ballpark. It's 2-0 Blue Jays.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Daniel Nunez back on the mound in a St. Lucie Mets uniform, something I'm sure not he or many with the Mets organization expected, as he faces Gabby Martinez, one on, one out. Bottom of the sixth, 2-0 Blue Jays. Martinez a strikeout and a home run. Nunez is on this roster as a minor league rehab assignment as he pumps in this fastball at 98 for a strike. Nunez last pitched in an official game in the minor leagues in 2019. He made his 12th and final start for St. Lucie as an advanced day team. As this ball goes low. 2020, he did not pitch because there was no minor league season. 2021, he did not pitch. Out with Tommy John surgery, but he was not with the Mets organization. Runner goes, pitches fouled away, and Machado will have to come back. Wold gives it a look, but that's for the fans. The San Francisco Giants, Clayton Nunez, is part of the Rule 5 draft, 2020. Despite having not pitched that season because there was no minor league season, and despite the fact that he had never pitched beyond high A. But the Giants really liked his stuff. They took him in the Rule 5, which means he had to be on the Giants roster the whole season. Here's a ground ball by Tavia Vicencio. Gloves it, drops it, and everybody's safe. And this will be an E5. Tavia Vicencio punching his mitt and was hoping to start a double play. And backed up.
First
right
baseman, number
out of the glove as he tried to snow cone
Nunez.
It. Now we'll have a Nunez on Nunez matchup. First error of the game for either side. As time's called by Perozzo, he's going to head to the mound for a visit. So Nunez, you know, when you're claimed as a Rule 5, you got to be on the major league roster all season, or else the team that claimed you has to offer you back to the team they took you from. Well, Nunez gets into spring training last year as we're set to resume, and he's doing great for the Giants. He's going to make the San Francisco Giants team, the Giants team that won well over 100 games last year. He's going to make the team, having never pitched above high A and having missed a whole year of development from 2020. And then his velocity dropped. His stuff wasn't as good in spring training at the end. They did the scanning and saw the torn UCL, had to undergo Tommy John surgery, wiped out his whole 2021 season. So right there on the cusp of making the San Francisco Giants, as this pitch is a called strike, to Tommy John, out for the whole season, and the Giants, because he's rehabbing basically this season as well, could not keep him on the major league roster, so they offered him back to the Mets, and the Mets took him. So he's a reclaimed Rule 5 pick from San Francisco after signing with the Mets originally as an international free agent way back in 2016. So you talk about an all-time bad timing for poor Daniel Nunez to have the surgery on the brink of making the Giants out of the bullpen. Because, you know, even though he didn't have a lot of experience, you know, the Giants were planning on having him on the major league team. And they used the basically roster spot for him. So really tough break for him. Not just being that close to your major league dream and having it snatched from you, but then having to do a full year plus of rehab as this ball is popped foul back in this direction. Perozzo gives it a look, but that's going to bounce up near the booth. And now on the comeback trail, as a single-A player, if he wasn't claimed by the Giants, and he probably opens the 2021 season, obviously had the surgery, but if he was healthy and had not been claimed, he probably starts the 2021 season with Binghamton in double-A. And I'm not sure he would have been in the Mets' big league plans like he was in the Giants' big league plans. So he tries to work his way back up. 0-2 pitch is a grounder to short. Lugo will throw to first. The only play he had, the runners were going. Lugo looking around like he's, what am I supposed to do other than that? He could have tried to shuffle one real fast to Guerrero at second base, see if they could beat Martinez there. But instead, runners go on the pitch. So it's now second and third, two outs, and Palmigiani's back up, and this is a big spot in the game as Nunez throws 97. I'll tell you this for a strike. He's not throwing 97 in 2019 with St. Lucie. He was good, but he was not 98-97. One pitch, fouled straight back at 98. Nunez in 2019 with St. Lucie, 2-3 in 12 starts, a 4.53 ERA. Did strike out 61 in 58 innings. With only 20 walks. He's got Palmigiani 0-2. O-2 pitch gets him swinging. Perozzo's going to have to throw down to first, and he does to complete the out. And that's a big out for Nunez and the Mets. It strands two in scoring position, keeps it a two-run ball game. 2-0 Jays through six innings on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible. With affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Carlos Dominguez set to lead it off for the Mets in the sixth. Mets trying to generate some offense here. Scored 7 runs in the first 4 innings on Thursday. Just 1 Kevin Villavicencio solo home run in the 20 innings since. And Dominguez hits one hard but foul past third. And Dominguez 2 for 2. Couple of singles. One into center field on the ground and one on the infield on the ground. So that's not really Carlos Dominguez baseball. He's a big swinger. This pitch is outside. Leads the team with 9 home runs. He's got 32 hits total on the season. 1-1 slider outside. 2 balls and a strike. Robbins remains in the game. His second inning of work. Pitched around a 2-out walk in the sixth. 2-1. And slider for a strike. Right at the letters. Evens the count 2-2. Dominguez asks for time. It's granted as he takes a breath, steps out of the box, now back in. The 2-2, fastball, strike 3. Swung over the top. Fastball at 92.
Second baseman, number 22, Justin Guerrero.
Second strikeout for Robbins. Now Guerrero. He was 0-for-2 at the flyout and a strikeout. And he taps one out in front of home plate. Picked up by Robbins. The wild throw goes away from Nunez. And Guerrero's going to run up to second base and stop there. A rushed throw by Robbins picking up that slow grounder that was on the grass. It wasn't going to turn foul. And he threw it right in the base path, and Nunez could not navigate through Guerrero to pick it. And Robbie Robinson's going to come out and talk to the umpire here. Does he think that what's going to happen? Well, Guerrero should be safe on second. I think Guerrero wants to know if he can go to third. There was some type of interference out there on second. They're not calling Guerrero out, are they? Well, he's walking back to the dugout. Oh, Robbie's getting heated. Are they saying that Guerrero was in the base path? Robbie's been ejected. That's what's happening here. Eubanks, the home plate umpire, just ejected him. I think they're saying that Guerrero interfered with Nunez at first trying to catch that ball. Now, Robbie's very upset. He's been ejected for the second time this year. Yeah, that's a bad call. I mean, Guerrero was not in fair territory. He was right in the baseline. He was right in the baseline with his path, too. Now, Guerrero called out for interference. Oh, that's a bad call. That's bad.
First baseman, number that's 19, real bad. Jack Thomas Wald.
So, that's out number 2. That's bad. That's bad umpiring. It's terrible. This crew's been bad all series. I'm not going to hold back now. I mean, this home plate umpire, Eubanks, twice
had to send Omar De Los Santos back from third base on a stolen base because the umpire, was touching the catcher. Umpire's interference sending Omar De Los Santos twice back to second. Totally unacceptable. And this is unacceptable, too. Guerrero running down the bases, down the baseline, just fine. No interference on him, and he's called out. Outrageous. Now here's Wold grounding out. That's horrific umpiring. Just terrible. We're going to the seventh inning stretch. It's 2-0 Dunedin.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Daniel Nunez back out for a clean full inning here in the seventh. Pitched around the air. Got two guys out, stranding two in scoring position, keeping the Mets in striking distance. As this pitch is a called strike on the corner, 95. Blue Jays lead 2-0, a run in the second and the fourth. I'm still baffled by the last inning. And this ball is lined into right field. That's going to tail away from Dominguez. Sticks in the wall. Dominguez going to throw to second. Here it comes. Not quite in time as Sotolongo is safe standing up. Well, he opted not to slide. He's nearly tagged out by Lugo on a pretty good throw by Dominguez from deep right field. So leadoff double in the seventh. I don't understand that last play where Guerrero was called out. He hits a dribbler up the third base side. It's picked up by the pitcher who throws wildly out of control into the baseline that Guerrero is legally running down. I mean, what's Justin supposed to do? He's running right at the base. He didn't go inside on the grass. He ran right down the line. And it's not his fault. The pitcher made a bad throw. Nunez, the first baseman, couldn't go right through his body to make the catch. Do not understand that at all. Now here is Santiago. And that's in a 2-0 game fighting hard. That's a huge play. That's a runner at second with one out. All of a sudden he's out and there's two down, nobody on. Late in the game. And that's down to 6 outs now. Santiago's had the best at-bats of the night for anybody. And he fouls one away. Hit an RBI double with 2 outs in the second against Kalina after battling. Battled from 0-2 to take a walk in the fifth. Now he at least is looking to advance the runner to third. One-two pitch, missed inside. No challenge. Santiago sold that pretty well by diving out of the way. So Nunez on MILB rehab assignment. Don't know how long that's going to last for, but last pitched in high A. So at some point, probably Binghamton bound. Here's a ground ball foul past third. Again, without the Tommy John, he probably would have been in the major leagues with the Giants. And if he was in the Mets organization without the Tommy John, he probably would have been in Binghamton last year and maybe knocking on the door of making the majors, if not last year, this year. But encouraging to see the velocity was at 97-98 out of the gate. There's a fastball that's hit into center field right at Ramirez. Makes the catch, no tag. Sotolongo stays put. One away in the home seventh.
Catcher number 27, Juan Gonzalez.
Out of town, Florida State League scoreboard check-in. Clearwater's up 6-3 at Jupiter. That's positive news. Palm Beach did hang on to beat Daytona 6-5. Palm Beach scoring the last four runs in the game, overcoming seven stolen bases against them to win. Game two coming up shortly. There's a pitch for a strike to Gonzalez. Lakeland beating Tampa 6-1 in the ninth. Fast game there. Well, they started at 6 o'clock. Well, we have a challenge.
Result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
A Dunedin challenge and a Dunedin loss. Well, Gonzalez thought that fastball right in the outside corner was a ball. He was wrong. So the Blue Jays down to two. There's a fly ball out to left. Tricky play. Lugo is going to make the catch near the line. So the shortstop plucks it from the sky in shallow left field.
Second baseman, number 29,
is out.
Francisco Fajardo.
And Fajardo will bat. Nunez trying to pitch around that leadoff double. Yeah, Lakeland and Tampa, that's a split series. The first three in Tampa, the last three in Lakeland. Remember, they have that Sunfest music festival across the street from Steinbrenner Field. This ball is fouled off, and I was wondering, as they were building that entire set and stage, you could see it from the press box last week, how in the world are they going to have a Tarpons game at the same time? And that concert was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, they split the series. I hope everybody's having fun at the Sunfest. This ball is inside. I suppose if I was adventurous, after this game's over, could head back over there. It's only a 25-minute drive. But I will not. Just call it a night and watch some hockey. Maybe in the younger years. 1-1 pitch is yanked foul out to right. Pardo tonight has grounded out and popped out. Fort Myers is up 7-2 at Bradenton. Boy, the Mighty Muscles are just beating the Marauders like a drum. Doesn't feel like a fair fight. Every time you look up, Fort Myers has put up a big spot early in the game. Just cruising. There's a pitch up high. Mighty Muscles running away with the West Division. A seven-game lead currently with, 23 to play. A 2-2 to Fajardo. He takes it low as Perozzo sheds the mask, keeps it in front of him. He's done a nice job back there. He and Villalobos. Again, these are the basically fourth and fifth catchers for the Mets, with Osborne and Rivera down. Barcia, who started the year with St. Lucie, has only caught a couple of games. 3-2 pitch from Nunez, and it's hit deep and foul. Well, he got all that one. Hardo did, but too quick. Fastball for Nunez coming down a few ticks and more 95-96 this inning. Three, two again. There's a check swing. Did he go on appeal? No. Mets think it's a strike. They want to challenge that. And it is a strike. They win the challenge.
The call of ball has
should have been
returned.
A called strike initially.
The result
could have been a check swing strikeout. Nunez, he wanted that call, immediately tapping his head. So it's overturned from a ball four to a strikeout. Good challenge by Nunez, Perozzo, and the Mets.
The
that ends the seventh, 2-0 Jays.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Getting down to the wire here on a Saturday evening. Kevin Villavicencio swings and misses at a slider from Jimmy Robbins, inning number three, a relief for Robbins. A swing and a miss on a high slider. It's 0-2. Villavicencio has grounded out twice tonight to his counterpart at third base, Palmigiani. Mets just three hits yesterday, only three hits today. Two from Dominguez, the other one from Lugo, a double way back in the third. Villavicencio foul tips a fastball and strikes out. Good squeeze by the catcher Gonzalez. Quickly one gone in the visiting eighth.
Alex Ramirez.
And back the top he go in Ramirez, 0-2 tonight. Did start the game with a walk. Made his way to third base with two outs. It's as close as the Mets have got to a run tonight. And Alex takes one away for ball one. Mets have only been shut out one time this season. That was a week ago. They lost 5-0 against the Tarpons. That strange game that was suspended in the seventh inning due to the light bank not being able to be turned on behind the Mets dugout. 1-1 pitch. Ramirez swings and misses at the slider. Robbins the 1-2. Well, this curveball's outside. 2-2. Two pitch, called third strike on the inside corner. Ramirez will tap his helmet. He wants to challenge the call. And he lost the challenge. Confirmed strikeouts.
The result is a strikeout.
There you hear it. Well, the Mets, they had all three left. And getting down to it now. Getting down to your last five outs. Can't take them home with you.
William Lugo.
If it's close, worth a shot. So a win and a loss for the Mets in the challenge department. They got two left. Back-to-back strikeouts for Robbins in the eighth with the 2-0 lead, and Lugo will hit, and he fouls one back. Now Lugo, the only extra base hit for the Mets tonight. Again, that double back in the third inning. Hit it 111 on a hanging slider. Besides that, two ground outs, the short. 0-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and two. The 0-2 pitch, a chopper right side. Nunez fields it. He's going to have a race to the bag, and he does not win. Lugo beat it. Robbins, not a great job jumping off the mound to go cover. It was really caught watching. So Lugo sped past him, and then it was a two-man race. Fielder and base runner. Lugo wins that one. So the Mets, a couple of infield hits tonight, and now Stanley Consuegra will bat as the tying run. Let's see if the Mets can make the Blue Jays pay for that mistake. There was a lot of room on that right side. Nunez was a long way from the bag when he fielded that. Made it very important for the pitcher to cover, which he did not. And Swager takes a high slider. He's 0 for 3, two ground outs and a strikeout. A 1-0, taken outside. Two balls, no strikes. Swager does have three home runs this season, including one in the series. High slider. 3-0. Well, Mets have the green light to swing 3-0. How good will this pitch be from Robbins? Pretty good. And Swager swings and misses. He took his shot. A letter-high fastball at 90 miles per hour. That was a home run cut. Still a favorable hitter's count at 3-1. And Consuegra takes this pitch for a strike. Thigh high inside corner. Full count. Now Lugo will take off on the payoff pitch with two down in the top of the eighth. Robbins, the pitch home, fouled away. Back to the slider. Consuegra shot it right back to the net. Robin set for another 3-2. And the payoff. It's taken low and inside for ball four. So Consuegra takes the free pass. He's now the tying run on first. And Vincent Perozzo,
catcher number one,
is Vincent the hitter.
Perozzo.
A lefty versus lefty matchup. Perozzo hitless so far in his brief St. Lucie career. 0 for 2 tonight. He has been plunked, and that plunk job was by Robbins. And we will have a mound visit. And Drew Hayes, the pitching coach, will give Robbins a breather. Now Robbins, he could have got himself out of this inning 1-2-3 if he had covered first base on that William Lugo grounder. Mets trying to rally after that. Mound visit is brief. Perozzo will try to keep the line moving. First
of 7 allowed mound visits for the Blue Jays. Lugo on second. Not great speed. Good speed by the trail runner, Consuegra. Robbins' first pitch. Strike on the inside corner. This is the first time tonight the Mets have had multiple runners on base. Robbins the 0-1, swing and a miss on a slider. Nothing in two. Well, that is a tough pitch for a left-handed hitter. Robbins the 0-2, this one off the plate. Interesting that Gonzalez, that's right where he set the mitt. Full 6 inches set up off the plate. Ball went right in there. 1-2. Robbins' pitch, spoiled foul. Perozzo stays alive. Fastball run to 92. 2-0 Blue Jays, 2-on, 2-out, top of the 8th. Pitch home, swung on and missed, 91. And a fist pump from Robbins as he gets the key strikeout. So the Mets threaten with 2 outs. The infield hit and the walk with the tying run stranded on base. It will go to the home eighth as the Blue Jays will look for some insurance. They lead 2-0.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nick MacDonald, one of the relatively new players for the Mets, who joined us on the Dunedin part of this road trip, making his second appearance of the series. He will face the top of the order. In the bottom of the eighth, it's 2-0 Jays. First pitch, a breaking ball low to Esteban Machado, who's 1-for-3 with the single. So Nunez, a successful first game back on minor league rehab assignment from Tommy John surgery last March. As MacDonald throws one high, 2-0. Nunez, an inning and 2/3. One hit, no runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Encouraging to see that he threw 23 of his 29 pitches for strikes. Some of the times those rehab guys struggle with their command. The ball outside for MacDonald. That's 3-0.
3-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away. First game of the series, McDonald came in for his first game since early last season, and he pitched for Brooklyn. Took the loss, 2/3 of an inning, just 2 hits, 2 walks, and 3 runs, only 1 earned. Three-one pitch fouled away by Machado, and it's a full count. Mets in the ninth will have Bercierto, Dominguez, and Guerrero trying to overcome a multiple-run deficit and avoid a shutout. 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. Well, yesterday, the Blue Jays got a key insurance run in the eighth inning when the top man in the order, Pinto, was walked to start.
Center fielder, number 50,
Donald will try to avoid a repeat of that. Roque Salinas up. How about a double play ball? That's can't go 3 straight games without a double play. And fall behind their pace of 1 per game. They'd actually be right at it if they did not turn one today. Salinas takes a slider for a strike. He's 0 for 3 from the 2-hole. Mets organizational scoreboard. Go through that here in this home eighth. Big team hosting Philadelphia. This pitch is fouled away, yes, picked up in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. Yeah, New York up 7-0 early yesterday. Held on to an 8-6. Kind of reminded me of the St. Lucie game from Thursday when the Mets went up 7-0 and won 7-4. Currently, Big Mets up 1-0. Taijuan Walker versus Zach Eflin. Game in the top of the fourth. Luis Guillorme hitting leadoff. Buck Showalter likes Luis Guillorme. Pickoff throw to first. Not in time. Oh, Philadelphia has taken the lead. Another pickoff throw. Safe.
Oh, man.
Wow. That looked pretty close. Mets would have liked that. Well, McDonald throws over for a second straight time. He's done now. Can't do it again. Or else risk the balk. He does it. Safe, and that's the balk. I'm not sure McDonald knew the rules. So 3 times, that's the first I've seen of this year. You can't step off 3 times. If you do, you have to pick the guy off or else it's a balk. And that was not a close play at first. So Machado up to second. Still 0-2 on Salinas. And he fouls one away. Well, McDonald immediately took look towards home plate and started pointing. I don't know what he might have been pointing at unless he thought that maybe his catcher called time, but they'll consider that a step off. Trying to steal third is Machado. Ball's popped up into right field. Guerrero's going to let it go, and Dominguez makes the catch. Oh, boy. I don't know if Justin ever saw it, but he was camped underneath, had the glove up, and then backed off the last second. Let Dominguez take it. Machado made it pretty far to third, went back, beat the throw. So one down, stays 2-0. Key runner on second base. Gabby Martinez up, takes a strike on the corner. Struck for his third home run of the series in the fourth inning, a solo shot off Colina. That made it 2-0. Nothing for either side since. A 1 ground ball to third off the glove of Villavicencio as he reached over the bag for it. And it'll be an RBI hit for Martinez as Machado scores. 3-0 Blue Jays. It's likely going to be a hit. Villavicencio at third base really had to reach out for that. Near the bag. Right off the edge of his glove. He gets it clean. He probably doesn't have a play, but he could at least have held the runner. No error. Fifth hit for Dunedin. So two of the three driven in tonight for the Jays by Martinez. The leadoff walk comes back to bite. MacDonald steps off the rubber. And step off number one, now back on. And he throws one by Rainer Nunez. Nunez pops one foul. So that's frustrating for the Mets, trying to be on the comeback trail the last two nights. Pitcher walks the leadoff man in the bottom of the eighth, comes around to score. Been a lot of those self-inflicted wounds lately. 0-2 on Nunez, and he fouls one away to the right. Triple A action, Rochester pummeling Syracuse 7-0 in the eighth. Syracuse is on a downward slide. Syracuse on the verge of losing seven of its last eight. There's another pickoff, though, to first. Martinez safe again, so that's two. O-2 pitch, hot shot right back up the middle for base hits. And Nunez smoked that one. Right straight through over the mound. And four batters against MacDonald in the inning. Two hard hit ground balls for base hits. And one walk. It doesn't get any easier with Palmigiani coming up. Reading beating Binghamton tonight, 6-2. That game in the bottom of the sixth in Reading. Looked like a sellout crowd there from the photos. Palmigiani taking curveball for a strike. Bowling Green beating Brooklyn 1-0 in the fourth inning in Bowling Green. So all Mets minor league affiliates trailing at the moment. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Plus the big Mets, too. Somebody's got to turn this night around. St. Lucie Mets hope it's them. They trail 3-0 now with two on, one out. Bottom of the eighth. 0-2 on Palmigiani. He checks his swing. On appeal, he did not go. How about Binghamton yesterday, or rather Brooklyn yesterday? A franchise record 20 runs. And beating Bowling Green 20-6. Previous franchise record was 16. Set in June 30th, 2011. Fastball away. It's 2-2. Brooklyn had a 10-run sixth inning. Time called at the plate. St. Lucie's season high in runs in a game is 9. Done that four times. Brooklyn 10 in one inning. What a night for the Cyclones. There's a pitch low, ball three. Brooklyn hit 5 home runs last night. Took them about a month to hit their first five home runs. They did 5 in one game. Joe Swazi, Brandon McElwain, Matt O'Neill, Jalen Palmer, and Rowdy Jordan. All 2021 St. Lucie Mets. Good for those guys. 3-1 pitch is grounded off the end of the bat towards MacDonald. He picks it up and will tag out Palmigiani in the base path for the second out of the inning. Well, it was a squibber off the end of the bat. MacDonald accidentally booted it with the glove. He scooped it up and pushed it forward. But ran to it, picked it up, and made the tag. Now Martinez to third, Nunez to second on the play. Soto Longo up, he's 1-4-3, and he will pop one foul. But the Mets have any hope to come back down 3-0 already with just the top of the ninth to go. They cannot afford to give up a two-run hit here. So this is the second time in the last three innings. Two in scoring position, two outs. Dunedin trying to break the game open. This pitch outside, nice pick by Perozzo. Saves it from going to the backstop. Jose Perozza for Brooklyn last night. Did not have a home run, but 4-for-5. Season high in hits and season high in three RBIs. He was the lone Met to be an all-star last year. Here's a line drive snagged by Lugo at short. With a little leap, that was a rocket heading for a two-run hit. Soto Longo is out, but the leadoff walk scores. The insurance run is in. Dunedin takes its 3-0 lead to the top of the ninth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Juan Nunez on to close it out for the Jays. One career save in 2019 with single A Lansing.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for St. Lucie, number 24, Raul Barisierta.
This is his second appearance of the series. Got one out a couple of nights ago, a strikeout. He'll face Barisierta, Dominguez, and Guerrero. Mets need 3 runs to keep the game going. Barisierta 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts, and he flies one deep center field. Chasing it is Salinas, and he's going to run into it just short of the warning track. Barisierta just missing the sweet spot of the bat, maybe a little in on the handle side.
Right fielder, number 10.
One pitch, one out.
Carlos Dominguez.
And Carlos Dominguez going for a 3-hit game. Has half the Mets hits tonight. Singles in the second and fourth. There's a check swing, and Dominguez held up. Nunez 6 runs and 7 hits and 5 2/3. He's hit 3 batters and walked 4, so maybe the Mets can use that to get on. Dominguez nearly gets hit, jumps out of the way, drops the bat, helmet flies off. Avoids getting hit in the hip. 2-0. A bouncer to third. Palmigiani is going to field it backhanded in foul territory. 2-1. Let's have Levi David throwing in the bullpen, hoping he'll pitch the ninth. There's a pitch low. 3 balls and a strike. Feels like the Mets have gone too long without a run. Just the Viva Asensio home run the last two games. And Dominguez takes this one inside for ball four. And there's a start, a one-out walk. Mets need to get one more on to bring the tying run to the plate. Greer is next, followed by Wold. So a
second baseman, number 22, Justin.
Three on-base game for Dominguez. He's hitting .242, but the .296 on base. That walk will help. Greer 0-3. Pivotal play in the game as he fouls this pitch off. Grounded one slowly up the third base side. Last time up, ran straight through to first base. Terrible throw by the pitcher. Nearly hit Guerrero, and they called him out. Robinson got ejected. As this pitch is swung on and missed, then it's 0-2. Now at that stage, it's a 2-0 game, and Guerrero would have been on second with one out. 0-2 slider stays high from Nunez. One-two slider off the plate. Two-two count. Nunez set. This slider, a called third strike, challenged immediately by Guerrero. And the result, ball three. Wave off the strikeout. Call the strikes overturned. Full count.
The result is a 3-2 count on the batter.
Guerrero wins. Mets have won two challenges. A 3-2. This one skipped in for ball four. Back-to-back walks by Nunez. And after Bercierta flew out in the first pitch of the inning, the deep center. Give credit to Dominguez and Guerrero for staying patient, working walks. Now Wold's going to hit as the tying run. And we'll have another mound visit as Hayes, the hitting coach or the pitching coach, goes to the mound. It's a big problem if he's the hitting coach going to the mound. So Wold, again, the most hits in the series for the Mets with 6, none tonight, so he's due. His first home run of the season here a couple of games ago. Entire infield in. Gilbert Gomez in discussion with Dominguez on the third base bag. Gilbert now acting manager tonight. Bench coach after Robbie's ejection. The two victors, looks like, a flip-flop coaching first. Burgos, the hitting coach, out there now. And Ramos was out there, I believe, earlier. So here's Wold. Nunez first pitch, and Wold will take it up high. And a changeup at 85 just tailed away. Nobody throwing in the Dunedin bullpen. And a guy down there doing some jogging. Wold ground ball. Slowly hit. Could be two. The shuffle to second for one. Throw back to first to get Wold in time to end the game. Fajardo to Machado to Nunez. And the game is over. Wold swinging at the ball. It looked like out of the zone. And that ends the game. The Mets shut out by the Blue Jays 3-0. The Blue Jays have won the last two to take a 3-2 series lead. For the second time in the last week, the Mets blanked. Shut out last Saturday and now this Saturday. Last two games, Mets held to one solo home run, only seven hits. Far cry from the 14 runs they posted in their two wins on Wednesday and Thursday. And good pitching by Ohashi, Robbins, and Nunez. Mets didn't pitch it poorly either. There's no offense tonight. Winning pitcher, Ohashi. Losing pitcher, Colina. Nunez gets the save. Mets drop to 28-16. Dunedin improves to 20-24. I'm going to come back momentarily with the postgame show.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Told you it was momentarily. Adam McDonald back with you from atop the action, the second floor broadcasting booth. Mets now 5-6 on this road trip and 2-3 in this series. They have one game left. Can they win it tomorrow and get back to Port St. Lucie with the 6-6 record, going 3-3 against both Tampa and Dunedin? We will see. But first, let's get to the scoring summary in this ball game, the 3-0 Dunedin win. It won't take long. Dunedin in the second inning, hit by pitch was Palmigiani by Colina. And with two outs in the inning, Santiago battled hard and doubled into the right field corner. Palmigiani scored to make it 1-0. Santiago thrown out at third on the play. In the fourth inning, Gabby Martinez, a solo home run to left center field off of Colina, made it 2-0. In the eighth inning, with Nick McDonald on the mound, he walked the first batter he faced. And then he balked Machado up to second base after he had three pickoff throws. And Martinez singled him home from second with an RBI up the middle, made it 3-0. For the Mets, they only got a run into third base one time all the way back in the first inning. Could not drive Alex Ramirez in. Mets had chances in the eighth and ninth, 2-1 in both innings. 2-1, two outs, a strikeout, 2-1, one out, a game-ending double play. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. No runs, four hits, one error for the Mets. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Dunedin. The only Mets with hits, Lugo and Dominguez. Carlos 2-for-3, Lugo 2-for-4 with his team high 11th double. Everybody else 0-for. For the Blue Jays, Martinez continues to be a pain for the Mets. 2-for-4, his third home run of the series. He drove in two of the three runs. The only Jay with a multi-hit game. Pitchers in the game, Colina takes the loss. He's 0-1. 5 1/3 innings, three hits, two runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. That's usually enough for a win, or no decision at the very least, but tonight it was a loss. Nunez in his MILB rehab assignment looked lively, hitting 98 miles an hour in an inning and two-thirds scoreless with a hit. No walks and two strikeouts, and McDonald, an inning, two hits, a run, a walk, and no strikeouts in the eighth. Ohashi improved to 2-1, five shutout innings for him with three hits, a walk, and six Ks. Robbins is second hold, three innings, a hit, no runs, a walk, and five strikeouts, and Nunez's first save. Two walk, ninth inning, but hitless in the double play saves him. Ball game played in just 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of 466 baseball-loving souls. Now, we know the result here. Mets came in with a four-game lead over Jupiter. Clearwater is beating Jupiter 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth right now. So the Mets need to hope that the Threshers can hold that lead and the Mets will not lose a game off their lead and will stick at four. Now the Mets turn their attention to tomorrow. Pretty quick turnaround. It will be a noon getaway game. Again, the Mets need to win to have an even 500 road trip, a loss, and it will be a three-game losing streak, a losing series, and a losing road trip. So it sets up to be a fairly important day
tomorrow. We'll get airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 11:50 a.m. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from TD Ballpark, the Dunedin Blue Jays 3, the St. Lucie Mets nothing. I'm Adam McDonald, thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. Hope all of you out there in Radioland, a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.